Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. This episode is going to be about something that I've learned the hard way as of lately. And again, I hope you find it helpful. And it's this. I realized that I'm not good enough for the religious crowd. So I'll never be good enough for the religious crowd. At least I personally won't. You may have a better experience than I have had. But I'll never be good enough for the religious crowd. And I'm too good for the non-religious crowd. You ever felt that way? You go, okay, the religious crowd's not going to accept me. And the non-religious crowd is not going to accept me because either not good enough for the religious crowd, or I look at life and in a way that says I'm too good for the non-religious crowd. Now notice what I did not say. I did not define the religious crowd based on a certain faith. I did not define it. I did not define the religious crowd based on a particular faith. For example, my own faith. There's a big difference between the religious crowd and the followers of Jesus Christ. Now, that's a completely different episode, but take note of what I did not say and what I did say. And what I did not say, it is to not define the religious crowd by a particular faith. Big difference. I also did not describe the non-religious crowd. So I did not hit either description on either side, because it's the description of that group, the religious group or the non-religious group, that gets everybody hung up. So I did not define either sides of that. Because it's very, very hard to distinguish between the two. But here's a hint, right? Here's a hint. You will know them by the fruit. You will know them by the fruit. So what do you do? What do you do when you can't be accepted by either one of them? Well, there's three things. Be who you're created to be with three criteria. Again, be who you were created to be with three criteria. First of all, love God. Love God. Pray, listen, ask. Pray, listen, ask. So love God. Those are some ways that you can love Him. Second thing is, it's not about perfection. It's about moderation. So a lot of people will say, well, how can you dare call yourself a Christian or whatever faith background, how dare can you say that when you do this, that, this, and this, you know, drink or smoke or occasionally use bad language or don't show up with the don't show up where people expect you to be, in a setting or an organized environment, right? It's not about perfection. It's about moderation. So as you go through these steps and you say, I know I probably should not be doing this, or I should stop doing this, or should start doing this, just know it's not about perfection. It's about moderation. So these things that you do or don't do, make sure it's not about perfection. It's about just doing your best, right? Getting a little bit better. And then the third thing is love one another. Love one another. Find those that are at peace, people of peace. Now, here's the example. Here's an exception. Love one another, especially those you feel at peace with. Now, if you're not at peace with them or you feel that they're mockers, you just move on. Move on. It doesn't care. That doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't care for them. Doesn't mean you don't pray for them. But if they're not people of peace, or you feel there's a bit of danger or there's mockers, then love them from a distance. And love is an action. Love is an action. It could be a simple text message, how are you doing? Or it could be a gift that you give. Or it's just the way you interact with people. So love is an action. And then you learn from the ones that get that peace and know how to receive it. So you interact with those people that go, okay, now I know how to receive love from you, right? So let me go back, as I always do, and sum this up. First of all, many of us feel not good enough to be a part of the religious group. Some of us feel too good to be a part of the non-religious group. So what do? Be yourself in the way you created with these three criteria in mind. Love God, pray, listen, ask, and understand the second point, it's not about perfection. So love yourself enough to know, okay, this is not something I should be doing on a regular basis, or I've done this, but love yourself and understand it's not about perfection. And then the third thing is love one another. You got to watch who you let into that circle. Make sure it's a person of peace. Make sure they're not mockers. You can still love them from a distance. You can still pray for them, but be very, very careful. And remember, love is an action. And once you learn who knows how to receive those kind of actions and in what way, then the magic starts being created. So I just want to encourage you with that. If you feel out of place, if you don't feel that you fit, man, you do. You do. Find out what it is you were created to do, who you were created to be, and lean into that. If you have any questions, you can find me at jd@circleofthepanda.com. Listen in to our guest. You can see him on YouTube. You can listen on the podcast outlets. And what you're saying was we're picking them. We're picking the guests out of our curiosity and the ones that kind of get these traits that I just mentioned. So I hope this finds you doing well. Again, you can find me at jd@circleofthepanda.com. I wish you all the best and peace to you.